WPMD.org, Cerritos College, Norwalk, California. That tapping you're hearing is our friend and guest texting his other friends.
Oh.
We would love to invite we welcome the QSA, the Queer Straight Alliance Club, in today on Telemark's Campus News Hour. It's okay, don't worry, we're a little mellow here, okay? And we would like to invite, absolutely, Senator Daniel Shaper to the show. Welcome.
Ooh,
Senator.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Thank you very much.
Okay, right on. So we got you guys kind of late in the semester. A lot of your activities have already been done, right?
Yes.
And what activities did you actually do?
Well, one thing we did was the Equality Marriage Booth, which was around, around February and March? It was around March, for sure. We had this lovely little basically it was more of like a commemoration to like all the, how do I say, to 10,000 marriage licenses that were revoked during the passing of Prop 8. Same sex marriage licenses.
Right.
So what we did, we decided to because we did the marriage booths before, but last semester we didn't really do much of it because, you know, things just got into the way and everything.
Right.
But this semester we finally got it, and we got it back up and running. So we had like just $5 to get a fake Vegas wedding of ring pop exchange and little
ring pop exchange.
Yeah, you get
so
ring
romantic.
Pops. Yeah, exactly.
High calorie but yet romantic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then you get wedding cake. So hey, it's all good.
Oh, you could never say no to wedding cake.
It's really good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and other sales we had like a few bake sales, of course, sales, and we had like a mixer like around the beginning of the semester.
Now, how successful was the QSA this semester as opposed to last semester? Were there more members this time? Or?
Well, there was an equal number of members. We would have in one meeting, we would have about like 20 to 30 members. In the other meeting, we'd have like 5 members. And it just goes back and forth. Like, you know, it just depends on like how many people are interested. And we can understand that a lot of people have schedules to comply to. I mean, we all have obligations regardless what. And it's really hard to just have a stabilized number of people because we're all busy. We got lives, of course.
Right.
But so forth, we have our dedicated members, you know, a good 15 to 20 dedicated members that come by most of the times, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful for them to have become part of this organization, you know, and I am really thankful for them, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what's the name of the president of your club?
The president of the club?
Mm-hmm. Of QSA?
Daniel Shaper is me.
Oh, that's you then, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I spoke to you last week then, right?
Uh-huh, that's
sweet. Okay. You were telling me about there was going to be, like, coming out of the closet stories that you guys were going to be. Now, tell me about that, actually.
Oh, okay. Yesterday we had our last meeting, which was also our elections and coming out stories.
Right.
The thing is, we do this every semester. People who are comfortable, you don't have to.
Right. Because I was going to say, this is really personal.
It's really touchy.
And incredibly touchy. And it's effective to one's own self, like, you know, to like the 10th degree, you know?
Exactly.
So, like, I mean, was this done in a public forum or was it done
in a private setting, more of like in a classroom, you know? People are more than welcome to come and participate in it. But it basically, it's like this, it's a safe zone inside.
Absolutely.
Whatever happens here in the QSA stays in the QSA.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, for instance, like, if someone opens up to you, you don't go and tell it up to other people out there that they don't know. It's like, it's not only just rude, but it's just like...
It's common sense.
It's common sense, exactly.
Really,
it's none of your business, basically.
Absolutely, you know, I mean, if you're confided in, you know, keep it confidential, you know?
Right, exactly.
Absolutely, you know. So, yeah, that must have been a powerful, you know, some of the meetings are actually therapeutic then, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, I mean, for the most part then, right?
Most part therapeutic.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, it's a togetherness and, you know, and a solidarity feeling as well, you know?
Exactly. It's mainly like a safe outlet for all the LGBT students here on campus who just need a place to go and vent. Not just go and vent, but just a place to go and just be themselves.
And to simply exist, right?
Exist, exactly. Yeah.
Right, and so how many meetings do you think you've had this year?
We meet every other Tuesday every month. So first and third Tuesdays a month. But during the April, which was for us like an important time because that was during the Day of Silence and all these celebrations we had, all these LGBT holidays, most likely. We had, like, basically, we had to meet. Well, I decided that it would be a good idea if we just meet every Tuesday instead because, you know, we meet officially and unofficially just to get things done, you know, because after April comes May, and May is, like, a big, huge crunch, and it's, like, we're already nearing the finals, basically. It's 3 weeks into the semester, so it's, like, I wanted to get everything done just to get everything out there for people to enjoy and take part of, basically, yeah.
Oh, bravo. Now, are you going to have any more meetings after this, or did you already have your last meeting?
Oh, this is our last meeting.
This Tuesday coming?
No, already yes. Tuesday, yeah.
Today passed, okay.
Yeah,
yesterday. All right, so things are pretty much wrapped up as far as mm-hmm. the QSA club
yeah.
is concerned. Now, are you guys going to have anything during the summer, or are you guys going to break for summer?
Well, we will be having our beach bonfire, which is going to be on the 18th at Huntington Beach. If anyone's interested, you are more than welcome to come. It's going to be, well, usually we're going to be leaving around 5 o'clock because, but you can come there more in the early because we're going to be having people coming there early just to claim a bonfire pit because it's going to be,
yeah.
we would assume that it's going to be like packed. So,
yeah.
We're going to be having a little bonfire plus, we're going to be saying goodbye to one of our what you call it, dedicated members.
Right.
And yeah, she's going to be leaving up north. So being transferring, whatever. And that's pretty much it. We're going to be just having, it's like a big thank you party. Thank you for everyone who participated and became part of the QSA, and, you know, and it just really helps a lot from having your guys' participation in it. Yeah.
Well, bravo, yeah. Bravo. Now, but come the fall, everything's going to start up again, right?
Yes, everything. Right. There's going to be a new president, new cabinet, and everything. So,
now,
yeah.
Okay, now suppose like somebody wants to get in touch or really keep in touch with what's going on. Mm-hmm. You guys have a Facebook, right?
Yes, we do have a Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's a fan page, basically. What all you do is just type in the search engine, Cerritos College Queer Straight Alliance, search for the Rainbow Falcon, and you will definitely find it. Just like the page, and voila, you're in.
The Rainbow Falcon, I like that.
Yeah.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I remember last semester you dressed up as Lady Gaga.
Yes, last semester. I believe it was two semesters ago. And,
You made the paper, too.
I made the paper, yes. Yeah, a whole huge page dedicated to me. Oh, yeah.
Now, you want to tell us a little about that?
That one, I decided to get creative with it. I really wanted to be part of the like Halloween celebration, and plus I don't really usually celebrate Halloween. It's not my, I mean, I ever think, you know, oh, it's for kids or whatever, but I was like, I mean, hey, you know, adults do it, why don't I do it? I want to have fun. So I'm all like, usually my parents would never expect this from me, but I mean, I decided I want to go out and drag. I just wanted to, I'll just get a corset, buy a corset from Frederick's Hollywood, and just get a wig and get whatever the heck I can do. Just compile everything up, sew it, glue it, you know, hot gluing every little sequin on. And voila, I got myself a little Lady Gaga outfit.
So why Lady Gaga?
Because I love her. She is my idol, as most people can see. She just stands for herself. She's not afraid of being herself. And her messages are just so, like you know, just very, how would I say? I would say just more like a, I'd say, it just is out there, basically, just to be yourself. It's right. a meaningful message for anybody.
She's bold through her creativity.
Yes.
Yeah, she's very. One thing about Lady Gaga that I saw one time, she was walking out on stage, and she had hair strands on the back of her boots.
Really?
Long hair coming, I mean, it was flowing off the back of her boots. And I was like, whoa, I've never even heard of that before, man. You know, I mean, like, that's a trip, you know?
It was real, too. It was real hair.
So, but it looked, so every time she walked, it was like waving hair.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I was like, man, that is an artist right there. Her and Bjork, I kind of hold on the same level, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Right.
They really do, like, shatter the ceiling on mm-hmm. that one, you know?
Right
on. So, so you guys are wound up. You guys are going to have the bonfire party. It's one of those parties.
Yeah.
And what do you pride yourself in, you know, of what happened this semester? What accomplishment can you say I grew this semester in?
Well, the one thing is just the togetherness, I mean, of the group. Basically, what I wanted to do is I wasn't doing it for just, you know, just to look good on my wrist or anything. You know, the one thing I did because I really wanted this. I really love this club so much. I've been passionate ever since I first, like 2 years ago, I started getting, started before QSA was GSA. I, you know, I was just, I was so interested in the club, and I really wanted to be a part of it. I mean, I've run officer positions before, like a lot of time. Like, I ran the director of publicity for 3 semesters, secretary for 1 semester, and I mean, at that time, there was nobody really wanted the president position, because they're just, for them, it was so much of a responsibility that they had other things to do. So I was like, you know, why don't I just take it for this semester and see hopefully what we can do with it. And yeah, so far this semester, I mean, although we haven't gotten like quite a lot done, but we got something. We've gone somewhere, you know, like we've raised money. We had people coming in, and just people. Basically, it's more of like a like the connection. The one thing that I've accomplished is at least, you know, having a connection with our members, and just having, you know, just like a family thing, you know, going on. We're like one big happy family.
It really is. Now, how has the campus of Cerritos College and the students at large, how have they been receptive to the Queer Straight Alliance?
How have they been receptive? They've been pretty cool with it.
That's what I've been gathering, because I see the posters everywhere. Everyone's just so mellow on this campus, you know. And I love seeing that kind of development of this area, you know.
Right.
You know, it's really, you know, because it's multicultural. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot going on here. I mean, and we're talking multicultural, different continents too, you know. Mm-hmm. And then there's just a lot of, like, you know, togetherness, and there's a lot of acceptance on this campus. I want to see, you know, if you were picking up on the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right on. Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to put out there?
Well, the thing I'd like to put out there is just, you know, USA will be
in full throttle
next semester. And I hope you guys would be able to come and just be a part of it and just get more involved with it. Because, you know, with your guys' involvement and your guys' ideas, it helps the QSA grow. We need, like, that's what we do. We just encourage more people to get involved, run for a position, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you'll love it, and it's very rewarding. You'll make friends, you'll make a lot of friends, and just you'll gain character from you know, being a part of a responsibility and whatever, you know, responsibilizing, you know, pitching in or whatever, helping out. So yeah, it's pretty much it, you know.
And a little bit of, you know, maybe my 2 cents to you guys too. Maybe somebody can join WPMD and get a QSA show.
Yeah.
You know, an hour's worth of mm-hmm. you know, questions and answers or whatever's going on. You know, I think that should happen.
Yeah, it should happen.
Absolutely.
More often.
Yeah. Alrighty. Yeah. Thank you very much, Senator
pleasure.
Daniel Schaefer.
Thank you very much.
Yay, right on. And remember to go ahead and look up the QSA on Facebook. Look for the Rainbow Falcon.
Yes.
Right.
Rainbow
and Cerritos College QSA. This is WPMD.org, Cerritos mm-hmm. College, Norwalk, California. You are listening to
Telemark's Campus News Hour.
We'll be right back after these messages.